Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Juliet Langley and Maria Beck here to talk about a spring break camp coming up through YAS and SAIL, the Youth Advocates of Sitka and Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Erin. Thanks for having
us. Thanks for having us.
So you, let's see, SAIL has offered a spring break camp in years past, but this partnership between YAS and SAIL is a new development for spring break offerings. And it's a pretty awesome, I think, week that you have set up for what the camp is called Survival Skills Camp. And I like that it's truly survival skills in just about every way you can fashion them. Yeah. So what is this camp that you have created for the youth of Sitka?
Yeah, last year SAIL hosted a first aid camp, which went great. We got really positive feedback. We had students who took their first aid certification into just about every field. And so when we were imagining our spring break camp this year, we were like, well, we almost had too much time on our hands because a first aid certification only takes so long. So that's when we reached out to Juliet and YES, and then also situated a few other organizations to collaborate with for the week ahead. That would be spring break. So we'll be working with, maybe I'm jumping into it too soon, but we'll be working with the fire hall. We'll be doing a visit there. The Coast Guard will be going there. Juliet can speak to the YES aspect, but then also on Friday, super exciting, we'll be going to Sitka Treetops Adventures for a session at the High Ropes course. So we're super excited to see where this camp will go. Yeah.
Yeah, from the YES side, knowing that we were doing first aid certification and CPR, we wanted to bring in a twist on trauma-informed care. We're calling it trauma-informed communication. So how can we give the youth the best tools to succeed if they do have to encounter a situation that's really stressful and they have to perform CPR or first aid?
That's a really good having. I've done a lot of first aid and wilderness first responder courses and things like that. And that is, yeah, it's a good thing to think about when you're in the course, you're like, when you're just working on your little CPR dummy, like they're not talking, they're not, it's a pretty benign scene, but that's an interesting and really important thing to think about is none of that is going to be happening in a vacuum. And especially going over to like the fire hall and speaking with the Coast Guard of, well, these are obviously seasoned professionals who can give kids a good idea of this is what happens when you take first aid and run with it and make it into your whole life, or at least if it's a volunteer at the fire department, things like that.
Yeah.
So for we'll have one day, I'm assuming, that's going to be like field trips to go see these folks and hear what they have to say, a day that will be the first aid training. What are some of the other days for this spring break week? What kind of day in the life of a camper, what will that look like?
Yeah, good question. Do you want to walk through Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. So Monday we'll be going to the fire hall. Actually, a former Pacific High student will be giving us the rundown and some skills and advice, knowing that they will be getting first aid certified and also cold water skills training as well. And then that afternoon we're going to head to the Coast Guard base and get a lowdown on search and rescue and its importance and a little bit about how that actually works, like the system itself. And then on Tuesday and Wednesday, AMC will be coming in and doing both first aid and cold water safety training, which we're really excited about. There will likely be some involvement of boat vessel type thing. We do have kayaks at SAIL. So the students will be all hands on for those following 2 days. Then I'll hand it back to Juliet.
Yeah, on Thursday we'll pick up with some trauma-informed communication. We'll do some PowerPoint presentations on like what is trauma, how to best approach a stressful situation with people that have encountered trauma, that kind of jazz. And then the last half of the day will be some team building exercises to promote problem solving and communication. And then that Friday, we'll all kind of culminate together at Sheetka Treetop Adventure, and we'll do the high ropes course.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a packed week, and mm-hmm. I like how with bringing in YAS, that's a great idea mm-hmm. that Sale had of to really round it out and think of mm-hmm. all aspects of it. Mm-hmm. And I guess I would be kind of nice after doing a couple days with AMSI and their like cold water skills and first aid, kind of nice to take a day inside to like, okay, yeah. let's use my other yeah. half of my brain on how to take the other side of a situation, not just mm-hmm. your hard skills of like, okay, I got 100 beats per minute mm-hmm. on my first aid, CPR, how to take the rest of the scene into account.
Yeah.
So a full week planned certainly. for this survival skills camp. And you were mentioning earlier that this is a good primer too, not only for, you know, kids just interested in these skills, but also as kind of good training for maybe future employment for a lot of these mm-hmm. kids as well.
Yeah, spot on. Our premise at SAIL really is, my title is as a recreation and employment specialist, because those two things go hand in hand. So the development of both these hard skills, kayaking, first aid, what have you, alongside soft skills, which Juliet will be really taking on, that's integral to preparing these students for the workforce. So that's why our ages that we're asking students to be 14 or older. However, if a 13-year-old is really passionate about this and wants to be part of it, we certainly wouldn't say no. But yeah, that's what the sale piece is developing skills for employment, because you know, that's a huge transition in life, turning 14 and thinking about, wow, I can actually get a job. Maybe I could be a babysitter. So a first aid certification would be a really, really key piece in that. Or maybe I'm going to be a coach for tennis or swimming, like one-on-one lessons. Some of these skills might be really important and increase your higher ability, even as a 14-year-old. Or maybe you want to work in recreation this summer, kayaking with tourists. And if an employer asks, well, what skills do you have? Oh, well, I participated in a cold water safety camp this past spring. That's a really strong piece to influence whether you get hired or not. So that's kind of where the sale piece mm-hmm. is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. It's I think of like it's hiding. These good marketable skills, but hiding it within fun.
Yeah,
like, that's right.
Yeah.
The best way to do it. So for the camp itself, it's taking place over spring break week, which is third week of March, March 16th through the 20th. Mm-hmm. It's, you said, every day, Monday through Friday of that week. Mm-hmm. Meeting at SAIL for the most part?
Yeah, for the most part at 10 a.m. each morning.
10 a.m. for each morning. Yeah. And how does registration work? Is yeah. there a fee involved for being a part of this camp? How does that work?
Yeah, this camp is free, which is fantastic. And for registration, we're asking people to head to the community calendar, where we'll have a good contact information for you to reach out probably to mm-hmm. Maria. And that should be up within mm-hmm. a couple days.
Yeah, spot on. Mm-hmm. And the SAIL office, certainly give us a call if you want to register as soon as 9 a.m. this morning. Give the SAIL office a jingle.
Time for you to leave here and get over to the SAIL office. Perfect. So, yeah, 9 a.m., give SAIL a call to get, you said, youth 14 and up, basically high school mm-hmm. students, yep. a chance to sign up. And at this point, you're saying beforehand, there's no huge rush at this point. You're not capping out at this point for the camp, but
right.
sooner rather than later is always a good plan
yeah.
for these kind of camps, especially yeah. as spring break is coming up pretty quick.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, excellent.
After this okay. interview, our roster could be full.
Yeah.
It very well could be. And it's in all of these things, especially for a free course, like courses for first aid, for AMSI's courses with cold water readiness, did all these... All these skills that you're offering these kids are not only like they're marketable skills, but in any other situation, like they cost cash in order to get. So this mm-hmm. is a great opportunity for folks to do this and have fun. And then, I mean, the high ropes course at the very end,
yeah.
cherry on top.
Yeah.
On top.
We're super excited about that. Great.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Juliet Langley from YAS, Maria Beck from SAIL, here to talk about the Survival Skills Camp for high schoolers taking place March 16th through the 20th. That's spring break. You can register by calling SAIL or check out the community calendar posting. Free camp with some amazing opportunities for youth. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Aaron. Thank you so much.